It's the Nuclear Playground Podcast.
What is up, everybody?
Fucking spin doctors. Holy shit.
This is Sprout.
I am Jeremy.
This is Nuclear Playground. Nuclear Playground Podcast.
Jesus, Sprout. You just can't. Look, man, leave that alone.
We started 3 hours late, and while I was waiting for you to get everything together, I have been drinking. So there's that. No regrets.
So how was your day?
Action fucking packed. I ended up having to work. I woke up with 10 minutes for me to get to work, and I showed up to work 10 minutes late, which is great because I'm the first person there anyway, so like I'm not in trouble or anything. But
right,
that was the beginning of it, and then everything happened on schedule, which is great because I'm good at my job. And then it was like once I got done doing like all the office stuff and I wanted to be on the floor or like in the back, like doing stocking or like, you know, just making sure right. The store is doing great or not on fire. I fucking will get called away from what I'm doing, which is my biggest pet peeve. If it's over some little shit, like if it's like, okay, an exchange or a return or like something I fucking put manager pants on for, that's my job, right?
Right.
But like when I'm going outside of the shit I'm supposed to be doing, like to, you know, make sure everybody else is caught up with shit, and not worried about delegating shit, because one, we're short staffed. I can't delegate to niggas who ain't there. And then two, like we still have to make sure the store's operational. When that's my main focus, like the latter part of that, I always get pulled away from some shit all the fucking time. Even like when I'm in the office. So I'm in the office. I'm trying to fucking, this is before we even opened the store, right? Because I got to work a little bit late. So I'm like lightning round and shit, trying to make sure all the saves are counted down, all that shit. In the middle of me counting down the saves, I get a phone call. We're not even fucking open yet. Someone calls the fucking store, says, what the fuck were they asking for?
Booze.
Oh, she goes, what's the biggest size of Jose Cuervo y'all got? Well, 1.75 liter, which is FYI, like,
half a
that's
G.
The biggest nationwide. Like, you can't get nothing bigger than that.
And then like a half a gallon.
Unless you buy like a barrel or some shit, right? Yeah, it's like a half a gallon.
Yeah.
So she goes, is that the gallon? She didn't say half a gallon. She goes, is that the gallon? I said, it's a 1.75 liter. She goes, I can do math. Clearly you can't. And then she goes, how much is the size below that? And I said, oh, you mean a liter? So I give her the price for that. And then unlike most people who would just say, okay, thank you, and get off the phone, this bitch is on the phone talking to some other broad.
They want $28.99 for the gallon. Liter $19.99. Bitch, we might as well just get the liter. Hold on. You said the gallon $28.99? I said, yeah, the 1.75 liter is $28.99. $19.99 for the liter?
Yeah, $19.99 for the liter.
Okay, thank you. What's your name is?
Oh, we're not having that conversation. Fucking hang up the phone.
Oh, man.
I mean, I didn't tell her that, but I was like,
I was going to say,
I was like,
that
thank you. Have a good day.
Very bold. Yeah, fuck you. Yeah, I mean, what is crazy is there's like job shortages for like other people's jobs, but there's a ton of fucking jobs out there right now because there's a lot of shortages at work. Like, there's employees, like, shortages all over the place.
But you know what the problem is that they're all jobs. My job aside, they're all jobs. Like, not my personal job, but, like, at the liquor store. Like, just working at the liquor store in general. Because who wouldn't want to work where I work? It's fucking fun as shit. I'm sorry, I kind of lost my train of thought for a second. But most of the jobs that are available now that are just coming back are all jobs motherfuckers don't want to work.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Restaurant, like wait staff, dishwashing, or even like the standard shit that people bitch about when they're like, they took her gerbs. Like, yep. You never wanted them gerbs in the first place.
Yep. And yet here we are. People not wanting to work everywhere.
Though, well, so a lot of motherfuckers are riding on that unemployment, though. Dude, that's the whole thing. They're like, well, fuck it. I'm just riding unemployment until the wheels fall off. But them wheels are about to break off real soon.
I heard up north in Walmart, they're hiring a, like, 18-something an hour.
Circle Pines.
And
they're looking for a managerial position right now. Because one of my coworkers, well, one of my subordinates, I should say, because he's no longer a coworker. But he used to work for Walmart right behind my job.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, hey, where's Circle Pines? And I was like, I can't remember if it's north or south of here, but it's definitely
35W. No, it's not that far out, actually.
Is it? Well, you can't bust there. I know that.
Circle Pines is really, it's not that far.
It's far enough where you can't bust there. So I was like, can't remember if it's north or south, but it's in the woods.
It's not far from Lionel Lakes and shit.
In the woods is my you can't bust there phrase, by the way. So, like, I said, it's in the woods, man. You don't want that. And he was like, but it's $20 an hour.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, you might want that shit.
Yeah, but no, like, but I'm talking about in Detroit Lakes.
Oh, Detroit Lakes?
They're hiring 27 an hour with time and a half and, like, benefits and all that shit for just starting at this fucking factory up there. You don't need any experience, do you?
Oh, dude, all the factories are losing hands right
now. They're trying to get you in there and fucking paid. And there's a sign-on bonus for $1,000, dude.
When I was finna move to Detroit, that was finna be the thing I was gonna do, is go work at a factory, because all the factories been looking for work since COVID.
Right. But, like, and that's 27 an hour with Benny's and time and a half. Like, imagine time and a half, bro.
I was about to get me a job at GM or Chrysler. It would have been as much as I'm making now, but at least it would have been better when working at some fucking grocery store in Michigan. You know, Michigan's minimum wage is still, like, just barely over $1 federal minimum wage.
Mm. Yeah, no. I don't know. There's jobs out there. People just don't want them. And then there's jobs out there that people can do.
That's the problem with people, is like they want jobs, but they want what they want. Like they want, like, I want just the most bare minimum effort kind of job. That's what I went to school for.
Well, do you think that's because they saw their parents working jobs that they didn't want to fucking work?
Well, yeah, but okay. I grew up watching my mom do shit that she didn't want to fucking do her whole fucking life. Like, I mean,
right.
She chose the fields that she worked in, but it's clearly not her passion, right?
Right.
But I've watched her do it my whole life. It wasn't until I was almost a grown person, like maybe like a year or two before I graduated, that my mom was actually able to go to school for what she wanted to do. And it wasn't until, shit, maybe like a year before I came back from the military, like right before I turned 21, that she had already been like, yeah, like when I came back from the military, like, I was like, what, almost 20? And, no, yeah, almost 20, and my mom had just started working for, like, the last year, like, 8 months to a year as a teacher.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, I get it. You don't want to do the things you don't want to do, but sometimes you have to, especially if you have to raise children.
Right.
And that's something my mom realized right away. My mom was working at a McDonald's before she was pregnant with me.
Thank God for OnlyFans.
She ended up doing all kinds of other shit.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like OnlyFans is helping a lot of people out right now who don't want to go to work. Damn, sometimes I wish
Can you imagine if there was OnlyFans during the Coke-fueled 80s?
Oh, man. Yeah. I could. I couldn't imagine very many people using it because they were, I don't know.
I feel like people would be lobbying for all the wrong reasons.
Maybe.
If you catch my drift.
Yeah. Everybody's the nose, the rhinoplasty would be like the number one field because everybody's nose would be broke down from coke.
Just for like the ability to be a sex worker at whatever age, you know what I mean? Like,
right?
Because there's some fucking creep faces out there, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of them have been fueled by coke and had some terrible ideas and made some terrible mistakes and or intentional decisions.
I think people, you know what I mean? Women weren't empowered enough to do so back then, like, because even then they were being taken advantage of more in the 80s. Like,
no, that's the point I'm making, is because there was a lack of empowerment there. Like, yeah. And since, like, it was like a man-driven world and all the niggas was doing coke, human trafficking would just be like through the roof right now.
Well, I mean, it already was. It just, you know.
Oh, yeah, back then. Oh, yeah, no shit, because nobody had a way to keep track of it.
Right. Like, the there's a lot more. Computers
were like a couple of like government officials and like IBM and Apple.
That's like all those people that are missing and shit. Like back in the 80s, they didn't have a very good way of looking for them all. Now, like, now they have people who are just put up pictures everywhere in like Walmart. It's shit. Like, no, I don't know, man. I people got away with a lot more back in the day. Like even in the 90s, you know?
Yeah.
Things.
What If got me thinking about that theory that we talked about like 5-6 years ago. I can't remember if it was in an old ass podcast that's no longer on SoundCloud. Or if it was just like us just walking down the street smoking a blunt. But remember we were talking about movies based off of like multiverses?
Yeah.
And how like a lot of people agree that every decision you make leads to some other shit in a different universe. I firmly still believe that shit. Like I firmly still believe that there's an earth right now where slavery is probably still very much a thing. And humans are being trafficked for all sorts of reasons.
Oh, right.
And in that same earth, for some reason, because human trafficking is a thing, there is no war on drugs because everybody's still doing opium in Chinese dens.
Right. I mean, there's ones where anything is possible. Like, where black folks are selling white folks into slavery, you know what I mean? Like,
I think about that all the time.
Yep. And, white and man's burden.
Well, no, there's two reasons. White Man's Burden, and Lupe Fiasco came up with a song about, I'd say like 10, 12 years ago, All Black Everything.
Yep.
And he has some lyrics that like touch some really fucking, really interesting things. Like Eminem fitted in, because suddenly Eminem's black in this reality. But then now, like, I'm not going to like, quote the actual lyrics, but basically to paraphrase, he says Eminem fitted in because basically he was a black dude now, and then he found some other white rapper in Michigan, and it turns out it was 50 Cent.
That's funny.
Or like, what was the other one? George W. Bush read from the Quran during like some kind of fucking speech or some shit like that, right. And fuck, let me pull up the lyrics real quick. Hold up. Let's take a half a second.
Good old Lupe. I love his.
Love me some Lupe.
Yeah, he's got some good lyrics. I like Storytellers. It's better than the Bitches in 40s rap.
Oh, no joke.
Although when I was younger, I did love me some Bitches in 40s rap. Just that violent
shit. Here we go. And we ain't get exploited. White man never ain't. Wait on it. And we ain't get exploited. White man ain't feared, so he did not destroy it. We ain't work for free, so they had to employ it. Built up together, so equality, or so we equally appointed. First 400 years, we actually enjoyed it. Constitution written by W.E.B. Du Bois. Were no Reconstruction, Civil War got avoided. Little black Sambo grows up to be a lawyer. Extra, extra on the newsstands. Black woman voter head of Ku Klux Klan. Mac-a-little dies as an old man. Martin Luther King read a eulogy for him. Followed by Bill O'Reilly, who read from the Quran. President Bush says his condolences from Iran. Hey, dude, it's such a good song. So just because of those two, like White Man's Burden, which is a really good movie if y'all haven't watched it, and that song, I'm always like, what if niggas just took everything over before? Like, what if the sun never set on the African Empire?
Right.
What if the sun never set on the indigenous American Empire?
It'd be pretty,
What if white people showed up here and y'all had guns and they didn't?
That's like every fucking man's fantasy is like going back to their people and giving them guns.
It's low-key kind of why I want to learn how to play cricket. It's because like how we discussed this a couple... I don't know if it was in a private episode or a private talk or an episode.
I think
episode,
it might
but,
have private talk here.
If you know cricket, a lot of color. I won't say color. A lot of people from other countries, decided to play cricket because they realized that you can actually hit motherfuckers with the ball, unlike baseball. And cricket was primarily dominated by like, the wealthy and the rich. Like when they first started the sport, it was just a bunch of fat white folks slowly walking and or running to bases, you know what I'm saying? where once it got more competitive and you're like, oh, you can hit motherfuckers with the ball, and it was still like elitist, but then like other people, like the people in India and like fucking like all sorts of parts of Africa and where's the other one? I think like Indonesia, I can't remember, but like all these other countries that have already been like settled by British rule were like, we can hit these crackers with fucking baseballs. Hell yeah, I'm playing whack bat.
Whack bat, I love that shit. That's a good movie too. Fantastic, Mr. Fox.
Fuck yeah. Well, you ready for some MC Shakespeare?
Sure, man. Hit me up with them lyrics.
Finish you with the hot fire.
Oh my god.
So here's the first one.
I hope they're not too obscure.
Oh, and for our listeners who have missed the first one, this is a new segment here, so I'll re-explain it here. I have translated popular rap lyrics into Shakespearean text, and it is up to my friend here to figure out what this song is.
I love when you look at the camera that's not there.
I keep doing it. And now there's like, it's like a TV. It's a TV. I know it's a TV. And I'm like, I'm going to look at that motherfucker.
Oh, man.
Here we go. Give me a song. Oh, giveth me a song. A rhythm. Making those folk did sweat yawns what I'm giving these folk. Anon those gents knoweth thee speak of the hammer at which hour thou art talking about a show.
Again,
I'll go a little bit slower. Giveth me a song or rhythm. Making those folk did sweat yawns what I'm giving these folk. Anon those gents knoweth thee speak of the hammer at which hour thou art talking about a show.
Fuck, man. Is that MC Hammer? Well, I can't remember. Not soft and wet. What is it?
Can't touch this. Can't give touch me it. A song or rhythm. Making them sweat. That's what I'll give them now. They know. You talk about the hammer. You talk about the show.
Okay. Yeah, I knew it was MC Hammer. I just couldn't think of the song, man. Holy fuck. Can't touch this.
Can't touch this. Boom, boom. She's a very freaking girl. How come Hammer never got sued, but Diddy got sued like a motherfucker?
I think maybe he got permission, and then, you know, maybe back in the day.
I don't feel like permission existed back then, because, like, look at the 70s and shit, like, when hip-hop was, like, being crafted and recorded and sold, samples were abundant, and there wasn't, like, oh, you have to wait a fucking 150 years after the composer dies to use it.
Right. I mean, look at the Dr. Dre and like all them guys are using old school funk. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, like even N.W.A.
Do you think it's because Diddy was well enough? I can't say he was or wasn't, because I was gonna say, do you think he was sampling shit that was outside of the culture? Because usually there's some solidarity in that. Usually, but now I'm thinking about it, I don't think Diddy's ever sampled a white dude shit.
I don't know. Yeah. That fucking me.
Oh no, yeah, he did. He sampled Sting.
Yep.
I forgot about that.
Oh, god damn. That right. Fucking song.
Next song.
Okay.
We hath used to be number 10. Anon we permanent one. In the hurly burly hath lost mine own finger Mike beneath or becameth mine own armeth.
I have no idea.
One more time.
Yes. Please hit me with that again.
We hath used to be number 10. Anon we permanent one. In the hurly-burly hath lost mine own finger. Mike becameth my own armeth.
I have no idea, dude. That's a tough one.
Fuji la la.
Oh, okay.
By the Fugees.
Okay.
We used to be number 10. Now we're permanent one. In the battle lost my finger. Mike became my arm.
Right. Yeah, I'm not too familiar with them lyrics.
This one, hopefully you get. We condone not biting. Seeth those folk death's head and crossbones protecting what I'm writing. clash not with the Titan, who is't fee with the licenseth to killeth rap recitings.
I know this.
I know you know this.
One more again, please.
We condone not biting, seeth folk death's head and crossbones protecting what I'm writing. Clash not with the Titan, who is't fee with the licenseth to killeth rap recitings.
God, who is this? I know this,
it's
dude.
It's two people, but only one person's rapping this set of bars. Oh my God!
Yeah, I know. I don't know what song it is.
I just gave you a hint.
I know it's Method Man, Red Man. Is that Method Man?
Yep.
Is that the Wild, the Wilder, whatever.
The Rock Wilder?
The Rock Wilder. Yep.
Yep. We don't condone biting. See them skulls, crossbones, protecting what I'm writing. Don't clash with the Titan. Yeah.
Who clashed with them lights to kill?
Yeah.
Yeah. The cow.
You always get the last one.
Yeah. I don't know. That middle one, I think, is like the tough one for me usually. I don't know why.
I mean, how much Fugees are you familiar with?
Like, I have the Fugees album.
But did you own it back in the day?
Yeah, I did.
As did I.
I guess I didn't pay too close attention to those lyrics.
I guess I only love it more than you.
Yeah. I guess you do.
Deborah! He don't like the Fugees! Get this fool!
I can't help it, man. I just can't help it. I'm a patriot, and she didn't pay her taxes. No, I'm just kidding.
All right. You want to do some Ask Reddit?
Sure, man. Let's Ask Reddit something.
We shall Ask Reddit.
What is it?
Reddit. I've got two of them.
All right, hit me with it.
The nearest red object is shoved up your ass. How bad is your situation?
My phone.
Don't lie. Look at that red-ass composition notebook right in your face.
This is like a pink hue. It's not exactly red. This is more red.
This is
red.
A red lighter, and that is red. And if you scan this into my computer, that will come up red.
But it has a pink hue.
Magenta is still a shade of red.
But it's not red. This is more red than that.
Okay, your phone's up your ass. How bad is your situation?
It's terrible. I'm shitting pancakes for a while. I could stick a folder up there afterwards. Mike got a big phone.
Luckily for me, the nearest red object. Mind you, I'm surrounded by. Oh, no, I lied.
You got your. It's almost in your ass.
I was going to say my lighter or my cigarettes.
That's
but
dry.
But my sweater is touching my ass.
It's dry.
And it's dry.
And it's
got
a zipper.
A sweater without ruining it.
Oh, you could.
And it's got a zipper.
Oh, you're getting wrecked.
And lube or no lube, my asshole is fucked.
Yep. Pulling it out is going to be terrible.
Putting
it is going to be terrible. Pulling it out is getting even worse. It's going to be like taking a sock off.
It's like sawing my asshole.
Rolling the sock backwards, like inside out.
But inside there's a fucking saw.
But you'll be tube socked. Your butthole will be tube socked. It'll be prolapsed.
What if I'm just like permanently
like a sock
like
inside
a bear
out?
Preparing for hibernation.
Yeah. And then you'll just get fatter and cranky. You wake up in the spring and go look for babies to eat.
How bad is my situation? I need a fucking colostomy bag, apparently.
Yeah.
Okay, I got one comment which says, "I'm next to a brick wall."
That's a terrible. You're dead.
You're dead. That whole wall better. You better be good at fitting it up your ass or just. Dying, one of the two.
With the little surgery and some, you know, life preserver to sit on, I think I'll be okay. But I'm not going to be happy. I'm not going to like it. And there might be, like I said, there might be a few stitches afterwards.
I'm still going with composition notebook. If it were the composition notebook,
if it were the composition notebook, I could roll this up.
And the paper will disintegrate at some point, I suppose. You just fucking have a mad fibrous shit.
It's supposed to be stuck up there, or is it just in
it's
there?
It's there.
Okay, and then I can just pull it out?
Or shit it out, or whatever.
Well, it's going to be surgically removed. There's no way I could pass this rolled up fucking tube. I've taken some massive dumps before. But
doctor, I need help. This paper dick is stuck.
Yep. Like, couldn't you just afford a normal one? Like, hey, like, I like to save money, okay? And sometimes people write ideas in here, and I could just roll them up and shove it up my ass.
Let me tell you a little story here.
Okay.
I used to work at the urology clinic over at the U.
You didn't tell me you were a doctor.
No, I was a medical clerk. So, I was scanning records, typing them in, all that shit.
Yep.
But we used to often get inmates from the lady prison.
Yep.
Out there in, is that Stillwater? No, not Stillwater. Yeah, Stillwater.
Okay, let's say Shakopee.
No, Shakopee. It's Shakopee.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's the nice place.
So, apparently, a lady went into the urology clinic from prison because she had some shit stuffed in her urethra and she couldn't get it out. They had to fucking surgically remove it.
Oh.
Do you know what this broad had shoved up in her fucking pee hole?
Money.
A $20 bill rolled up like a fucking cocaine straw.
Uh-huh.
And it had been up there so long that when they tried to pull it out, it came out in pieces. Like toilet paper. Fucking gross. That would be your ass.
I feel like I would make haste to have that removed. I don't know. And plus the $20 bill.
She could have got a carton of cigarettes with that urethra money.
Who knows what else she had up there? You know what I mean?
Yeah. What if she had some coke up there and she already dissolved that shit?
Well, what if there was a $100 bill and she pulled that out and said, fuck the 20 and then forgot about it? Like, how many times have you found money in your pockets, in your sweaters or your pants that you forgot about?
Or what if she put a 100 in there and it dissolved to the point where when they pulled out the whole bill, it magically became a 20?
They may change. I wonder if they're like, put quarters in there and it just made the $20 bill. I got this roll of quarters here. It's $20.
It's two rolls of quarters, actually.
She's like, just shove it in there. I'll make 20.
and this is my guess, if a woman shoved even one roll of quarters, which is $10, up her urethra, from that point on, she's pissing like a fucking male elephant for the rest of her life.
Probably. Have you ever seen a woman pee? They don't pee like men.
They pee like Windex bottles.
Yeah.
It's all in the wind. Just
which makes sitting on the toilet, like, it makes sense.
Yeah.
But I've seen people, like, trying to stand up and pee, and it's like.
I dated a chick who used a Gold Girl. Yeah. You know what those are?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's basically a fucking nut cup that has a straw.
Yeah.
To fucking, or not a straw, but like a little funnel to like pee in the, like, it's you can basically pee like you have a dick.
Yep. That's a sheenus.
Yeah. A sheenus.
But they can have multiple colored ones, you know? Mine is purple.
Mine's green. All right, here's another one. What movie have you watched at least 5 times because it's so good?
Godfather.
I'll give you 3.
Ninja Turtles.
Which one?
2.
Okay.
The first one. And the second one.
But if you had to pick out of those 2.
When I was younger, the second one. Now, the first one.
Okay.
Because I appreciate the dark and, like, you know, the gritty of the filming and, like, everything. I could go on and on, honestly. There's a ton of movies. Like, Jimmy and Judy, Natural Born Killers, True Romance. Fucking, there's a ton of them that I've watched that I continue to watch. I'm going to watch the whole MCU in time order again just so I can watch.
I've definitely watched all the MCU more than 5 times.
Yes.
But my top 3, or my 3, would be Full Metal Alchemist, Conqueror of Shambhala.
Okay.
Not because none of the original Full Metal series sticks true to the manga. However, there's mad continuity from the series to the movie. It's not just like, oh, it's a popular anime, let's make up a fake scenario, like how a lot of those Dragon Ball movies were. So, fucking just, masterpiece of a fucking shit, right? And then you've got Natural Born Killers, which you've already listed, but definitely I've watched that at least 500 times.
Yep.
And then, though Turtles 1 and 2 are equally good, Turtles 2 for certain, and not because the older me liked it more, but because the younger me liked it just as much as Turtles 1, if not more, just because these 2 facts. The guy that was in the Donatello suit in Turtles 1 was Kino in Turtles 2.
Uh-huh.
Ernie Reyes Jr.
Yep.
And then it's continuous.
Yep.
From Turtles 1.
Yep.
For the exact same amount of years that it took for them to make the movie.
Right.
So it's like story writing at its finest, but at like an earlier part in their lives where stories were still like kind of so-so.
Right.
And then my third one would be no, that was my third one.
Yep.
But an honorable mention would be Lost Highway.
Yep.
Have you ever watched that shit tripping on acid or tripping in general?
No, it's hard to watch anything tripping.
I watched Lost Highway the first time, sober. Might have been had a few beers with some friends, right? I was like, I don't get this movie one bit. They're like, watch it on acid, you'll understand it. All right, bet. A few weeks pass, we get a bunch of acid, we take it, we start tripping. A few hours go by, right at the peak, we're like, let's watch fucking Lost Highway. Okay, I start to understand it a little bit more. I end up watching it like 50 more times within the year that I was in Hawaii in the military. Always on acid, always with somebody else, always debating about what the movie is about. I've watched that movie so many times. I've watched the movie even after I've left Hawaii. I've watched that movie at least 500 times, Sherm. And I still to this day can't tell you what it's about. Because every time I watch it, I'm like, oh, new idea. And then I have to fucking argue with somebody about it. And then we're like, no. And this, mind you, like, we're like 10 minutes in the movie. Nah, rewind it. Nah, fast forward. Nah, rewind it.
You know what that reminds me of? It reminds me of just the title. Reminds me of Freeway.
Freeway was a good one, or too. Freeway, or like too. U-Turn.
Yep. Freeway, Confessions of a Trick Baby. That second one, yep, was a good one. But I like how... they're like based on like fairy tales, like Three Little Pigs or Little Red Riding Hood, yep, and Hansel and Gretel.
Oh, the Hansel and Gretel shit had me fucking.
That was fucked up. Great. That was so fucked up, man. Yeah, I don't know. There's too many. I'm a movie buff and I love movies, so I could tell you like a million of them, because I'm probably going to go in after we're done with this and watch another movie I've watched a million times.
Oh, fuck. What's another one, actually? Let me think about this. This is actually another one you might agree with me on this. Muppet Treasure Island.
Yep. I like Muppet
Treasure Island. You and I have watched that shit together over 50 times, at least. Poodly, 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 poodly.
I've watched movies that I don't necessarily like more than 5 times, like Grease.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I've watched that a million times with you.
Yeah.
And we'd be like, tell me more, did she put up a fight?
That line always gets me, like, oh, okay.
You know, the funniest part about Grease to me, but aside from the, did she put up a fight, is beauty school dropout.
Beauty school like, dropout.
You sucked at everything so hard that you had a dream about, yep, Donny Osmond coming in and telling you, like, bitch, go back to school.
Go back to high school. Like, damn. He's like, you're fucked up. Your hair's fucked up. Your shit's fucked up.
Oh, fucking, since we're in that time frame, Crybaby.
Crybaby, yeah. Yes, I watched that. You know what?
I watched that movie more than 5 times as a fucking 12-year-old child.
I've watched that more than 5 times this year.
What? What, yes, did you watch it on?
On TV.
Fucking love that movie.
And I have it on DVD, of course. But yeah, I love that shit. And like, people, okay, that redhead girl, Lenora, I actually like that girl. I know she's trashy. Sometimes I like trashy. Tracy Lords? Oh my God.
I wish Ricky Lake, now we're talking about this movie, I wish she would have stuck with acting and not had her little talk show shit.
Right.
Because she could have actually done some really good work. Yep. She was really good in Crybaby.
Yep.
Like, really good. And then now she's like, oh, I'm going to fucking have motherfuckers fighting on stage and people talking shit in the audience.
She was getting paid for that, though.
Not as much as she would have if she would have been an actor, though.
That's true. I think Ricky Lake was in Hairspray, too.
Yeah, she was in Hairspray.
Yep. In 1988 or, mm-hmm, some shit like that. Yeah.
She could have got that fucking Oprah money. If she would have waited like a little bit longer to get that talk show running.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe if she, like, when she had the talk show, it was like, look under your chairs.
What is that one movie I showed you?
Flesh Eating Mothers, which I still have yet to watch.
No, it was that Japanese movie.
Tetsujin.
Tetsujin.
Yeah, Tetsujin is my shit.
Yep.
I need to watch that 5 times. Yeah. I only watched it once. It is so good.
It's so crazy. What the fuck? Every time I watch it, I'm like, what the fuck? What?
Now the whole world is metal. They run around with like AKs and shit.
There's some movies that I only watched once, thought it was a good movie, but at the same time did not think it was a good. I thought it was a good movie, but I think they went too far to make their point.
Dude, Where's My Car is one.
No.
I liked it the first time I watched it.
Oh, yeah.
Watched it a couple more times. I was like, why did I even like this shit?
The Serbian flick or film, that was like the concept and all of it was like, holy fuck, this is kind of fucked up. And like, it was interesting. But then they pushed the envelope at the end with the whole baby scene. I'm like, this can only ever be watched once.
I still have not yet to watch that because once you told me about that one scene,
yeah,
you just mentioned, I was like, I'm good.
So as soon as it happened, I turned it off. Like, I can't watch this because it made me feel definitely fucked up and very uncomfortable. And at the same time, it was like, is this legal? Is this legal? That guy was banned, like, in a lot of countries.
Oh, you know what else I've watched more than 5 times? Actually, more than 50 times.
What?
Rumble in the Bronx.
Rumble in the Bronx.
Yeah. I don't want no trouble!
Yeah. But he wanted that smoke.
He did. Otherwise, he wouldn't be sticking his nose in that business.
Right?
Well, shoot, let's pay some bills.
Let's pay
Shake
some
this
bills.
Piggy bank. We'll come back.
Peace.
Peace.
Action.
Action.
Suspense.
Suspense.
Thrills. With a Macho Man carvable cheese, you will be able to create your own adventures.
Carvable cheese.
You will be able to carve yourself a lover in my image.
Image, 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 image.
With Antonio Suave's Macho Carvable Cheese, you will be able to make your dreams come true.
Antonio Suave.
Do you need to carve a sponge for your car? Antonio Suave's Macho Carvable Cheese is the product for you.
Dairy.
With Macho Carvable Cheese, you will be able to carve your wildest dreams like a cat with underwear.
He's a macho man.
Does your wife continue to bother you while you are making podcasts? Then give her the Macho Carvable Cheese where she can carve a companion.
Carve your ass the fuck out of here.
Or you can carve your cheese into a knife and stab her.
Shank that motherfucker.
With Macho Carvable Cheese, you can create a real man. Unlike your boyish figure girlfriend.
Girthy cheese penis.
I still don't know why we choose to do that.
Oh, welcome back, you guys. Thanks welcome for letting back. Us pay our bills.
Yeah, that was fun. Antonio Suave. I couldn't stop. I was trying not to laugh the entire fucking time. I couldn't even ad lib well. I was
like, every time I chimed in, you're like,
love that Joker. That's what it reminded me of. Well, shit, man.
I can't snap with my left hand. But I can do this.
It's like a horse. The noise for the news.
Oh. Beep, 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 beep.
I got some news headlines for you. Eminem opens a restaurant in Detroit called Mom Spaghetti. Can you believe it?
Actually, your sister told me about this a while ago, and I'm actually really excited to talk about this because I wanted to go to Detroit this month, and I can't now because I have no way to bring my art equipment out to where I'm supposed to be at the con,
uh-huh.
So I have to cancel.
Uh-huh.
And it's not even the con that it's most important to me at this point. It's Mom Spaghetti.
Vomit on my sweater already.
Mom Spaghetti.
mom spaghetti, mom spaghetti.
You gotta lose yourself in the mom spaghetti.
It's hot and ready, mom spaghetti. It looks good on the surface. But you keep on forgetting that you don't know how to cook. That shit's hard as fuck.
Don't chuck the ghost rabbit. Oh, it's mom spaghetti.
Oh, mom spaghetti. Nope, it's mom spaghetti. But it looks like mom spaghetti, and mom spaghetti is looking like mom spaghetti. She's
mom spaghetti.
Looking like a blonde but ready.
Mom spaghetti.
Just cooked, bomb, and ready.
Mom spaghetti. About to drive the Corvette. Mom spaghetti.
Mom spaghetti.
Gotta go to work, I'm ready. Mom spaghetti. Gonna go to lunch with me eating mom spaghetti.
Oh my god. So I heard, like, he was there serving people.
Yeah, like at the window.
Yep. Which is pretty dope.
And they also have they have meatballs and they have rabbit balls, which are vegan meatballs.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I didn't even check out the menu.
The menu's fucking dope. I'm going to pull it up right now.
Mom spaghetti.
I got it in the Snapchat right here. Because Jasmine, our low-key intern / my sister from another mister, hooks us up with all the info.
That's my sister.
His sister, yes.
It's just my sister.
His sister from the same mister.
I mean, technically.
Actually, no, because you're adopted. Yeah. So.
But still.
Mom spaghetti, $9. With meatballs, $12. With rabbit balls, which are vegan, $14. Vegan shit always is too expensive. You pull that shit from the earth, B.
Yeah, but you know what, though? He knows vegans will pay that shit.
Spaghetti. Oh, it says sketty sandwich with a backwards E. Sketty sandwich, $11.
Nice.
Popper water, $3. Mom spaghetti.
Mom spaghetti. Stupid like mom spaghetti. It's mom spaghetti. Like mom spaghetti.
8888388. Mom spaghetti. Sketty is really great.
Oh, yeah. All right. I got another headline for you. This one. A man dressed up like a ninja reportedly attacks special operations soldiers training in California. Can you believe it?
Wait. So, a man dressed as a ninja was like, I'm going to challenge the fucking Green Berets to a fight to the death.
Well, something like that. I guess what had happened is that he showed up while they were training, right, at this facility, dressed up as a ninja, wielding a sword. And he's like, do you know who I am? Do you know my family? And they're like, what the fuck? And he's like, ninja, slice, slice. Start swinging and chopping.
What if he showed up and was like, do you know who I am? And that one special ops dude was like, Gray Fox.
He's like, is that you, Hibiki? Oh, God. Yeah. It goes to show, like I was just saying, like people have done it all. There's only the absurd left. You know?
Absurd is where I live.
It's amazing. Like
that's where my brain stays. And like the other half of my brain is like, you know, if you actually did this in real life, you would be shot.
But you know what? Imagine this happened in the 50s. Some white person would be like, a man in pajamas jumped out and was swinging his giant knife at me.
Oh, if it was in the 50s.
I mean, sword.
Me as a black man in his pajamas, jumped out swinging a machete. Fire hose, dogs, bullets, feet to the face. I would have got straight Emmett Till in that bitch.
Rightly so. You attack somebody with a sword.
But I didn't. I just came out like, I got a fucking machete and I'm scary.
Yeah. I don't know. I would expect, I would just expect you to get shot.
Can we guess the ethnicity of this ninja that showed up to Special Ops?
We can, but we don't know.
I'm going to guess. Because he showed up like, do you know who I am? Do my family is? That sounds like a Todd for certain. That is a white dude. Showed up with a fucking katana talking about, do you know who my father is?
I don't know. He might have been. He's like, do you know my family? Do you know of my clan?
I've come to avenge Nagasaki.
Yeah. He could have been fucking Mori Miyamoto's fucking Mr. Miyagi's fucking great grandson who was sitting there defending his honor. Now, who knows, right? But I
oh, there's a Zebra song. Zebra's is like, he's like the grandfather of Japanese hip hop.
Yep.
He got the song called Mr. Miyagi.
Yeah.
And the hook goes, Mr. Miyagi. Mr. Miyagi. Mr. Miyagi. Wax on for the army.
No. That's almost as bad as Christian rap. No. That's funny. That reminds me of some fucking, God, two honks and a Negro or something.
Yeah, the DC Talk shit. Yep. It's funny, you told me about that for years, yeah. And I never put the pieces together, because yeah. I've always heard about DC Talk, but it wasn't until like they got like really big, like in like Christian bookstores and shit, because my mom used to always go there all the time, and I went to a lot of church events because I had no choice, and so I heard about them, and then finally like I got this album, like fuck it, I'll give it a listen, right? This was back in like 96, 7, somewhere around there. But that was when they released that album, Jesus Freak.
Right.
And even if you weren't a Christian, I'm pretty certain you'd be like, this album go kind of hard. Because it sounded like some fucking like 90s like pop / rock type shit.
Right.
And they had that nigga in the fucking group rapping. So it's like, okay, we got some rap metal type shit going on at the same time, but not really metal. It's like rap pop type shit. I was kind of digging it. And, you know, it was like
Good Vibrations.
It wasn't like pushy Christianity. Right. It was like, let's talk about the moral situation with humanity. Like, it was a really good album from a very objective standpoint, despite being raised in a Christian household.
I'll be objective.
It was a very good album. Like, yeah, there was still some God talk in there, and there's that one song, "What Would People Think If They Seen That I'm a Jesus Freak?" Like, you know, like, so it's also right around that time where, like, agnosticism was, like, starting to become a really big thing. So like there's a lot of debate and discussion in this album, which is why I appreciate that album specifically. So when you were talking about a whole nother Christian group that I thought you were talking about, like, oh, two honks and a Negro, I was like, two honks and a Negro, who could that be?
Yeah, it's DC Talks.
And then when you showed me the video, and I was like, that's fucking DC Talk, B.
Yeah, two honks and a Negro.
So you can go like and say like, we're two honkies. But just to be on the sort of safe side, we'll say he's a Negro.
Yep.
Because at least the NAACP been using that for a while.
Right. Right. They were trying to dodge a bullet. I remember how I found out about them was I used to have a friend named Josh back in fucking like fourth grade or whatever.
Right.
He was a really good friend, but his family was super Christian. And he was Christian. I'm from like a faithless household. So when I went over there...
Well, define faithless, because y'all have your own faith.
No, faithless. Like, there was no...
No Christian faith.
No, there was no anything.
Like, not even in your own shit?
No. Like, no, there wasn't even... Like, there wasn't... There's no... Like, not a faith. You know, there wasn't something to believe in. Like there's Geech Mani Do or whatever. Like, the whole thing. But none of that was taught. Like, there was nothing. We weren't taught that. Like we had to look for that. From other families.
Well, I suppose your dad was trying to be a man of the cloth.
Like before.
Around the time he adopted you.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
But so I didn't get any of that shit. I didn't get nothing. So when I went over there, I got indoctrinated with all of their Christianity shit that they would teach me. And DC Talks and Carmen and a couple of other fucking people from like Christian shit. It was like, and then that two honks and a Negro. I'm like, wow, dude. They are really. And at the same time, my own music taste. I had Warren G and fucking like right. Snoop Dogg and like, you know, Spice One.
It's funny because every time the word Christianity leaves your lips, I think about Orlando's funeral, your cousin, and when the Catholic priest, we're like in the middle of like northern Minnesota, like right on the reservation. And
yeah, Calvary Hill.
Catholic priest, the only white dude besides the altar boy.
And my
only
uncle.
Only white dude in the whole population besides, oh, Jamie was there, I suppose.
Yeah, and my uncle.
Oh, and your uncle, Paul was there.
Yep.
So there's like four total white people there. Two of them are Catholic.
And Jeanette,
two
of them too.
Are, oh, Jeanette was there. Five total white people.
we keep coming up with them.
And the only two Catholics are outnumbered by fucking agnostic and or atheists.
Yep.
And or like all of like the native fucking people that we were there with.
Yep.
And he's like, okay, we're going to pray for the body before you bury it. And then everybody was like, I don't know. And he was like, okay, everybody gather around for the prayer. And then the dudes that were there to like drum and shit, when they sang the song like right before the prayer, I watched the dude with the drum walk away and said, I don't believe in that shit. And then everybody else was like, me neither.
And we all just walked away.
So it was like me, Big Body, and like maybe like four other people that were just like, I guess we praying, nigga.
Yep. I don't think any native person stayed there besides my cousin because he was dead.
Yeah. And then as soon as the prayer was over, which was fucking torture, man. Catholic prayer goes forever. Yep. And I only did it just to pay respect to Orlando. And I was raised in a church. So, like, I'm going to, you know, at least pay some respect to the church. So I stuck around. And I turned around after the prayer was done. Everybody's in the car. Car's running. Heat's on. I was like, fuck it, I'm out. And I ran to the car.
Yo, but who wanted to sit there and freeze and listen to that fucking garbage?
Fucking Latin.
Like, Domine Patris.
Actually, I'm learning Latin.
So yeah, I know.
Quid agit Stephanus? Habitas ne in urbe.
Why does it sound like you're doing Halo?
Soror in urbe et studet.
Yep. That does. I love that shit, man. That's some good music in that game.
Oh, fuck yeah. Halo 1 for certain. And 2.
Yep.
Halo 1 and 2, best Halos ever made. Fight me, internet.
Fight him. I want to see this. Well, I got some musicology for you.
Musicology?
Yeah, musicology. Okay. Now that we're older and we can appreciate music differently than we did when we were younger, I got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Give me 5 songs.
5.
Just 5.
5.
Not 10.
Okay.
But 5. That you hated when you were younger, but you love now. Or you disliked and now you like. It doesn't have to be love, hate, but you know.
Okay.
If you can't remember the title.
I'm only bringing up this Goo Goo Dolls song just because, and we talked about this earlier. The music behind everything else is great. Like the fucking chord structure, the way that all the guitars are tuned.
Yep.
It's a very interestingly tuned and crafted song musically. If you were to replace the singer and the lyrics with a better singer and different lyrics, like if old girl from Sneaker Pimps was like, I'm going to join the Goo Goo Dolls now.
That'd be dope.
Yeah. Way fucking better song. So there's one.
What song was that? Sing it, because I don't know the title.
And I don't want the world to see me.
Yep.
And I don't think they understand. When I want to leave my own property, I'm afraid to leave my purchased land.
Yep. Okay, that's one.
Another one is
Let's make it from the 90s specifically.
I didn't like it upon first listening, like the very first knee-jerk reaction, but then again the next day on MTV in said 90s, fell in love with it. You've heard me sing this song all the time. I'm tired, I'm dirty, I'm losing my mind, everything's fine!
Okay.
So, Mother, who the fuck sings that shit? Not fucking Lisa Loeb, Tracy something, I think. Help me out, internet. We might tweet this later.
Yep.
Number three would be Revolution Number 9 by the Beatles.
Okay.
And that's it's another one that, like, it took me about a week. I won't say that, like, now as an adult, it took me until now. It was definitely like about a week to a month or so. Little backstory here. I was never really familiar with the Beatles until maybe like 7th or 8th grade.
Mm-hmm.
7th grade.
So does that make it a 90s song then?
For me, it does.
Yeah. Okay.
My boy Jesse, he was like, "Hey man, you like the Beatles?" I was like, "Real shit, I haven't really heard them." He named maybe like a couple Beatles songs I might have heard in like other pop culture. I was like, "Okay, yeah, I might could dig with that." And he's like, "Okay, I'm gonna make you a mixtape." Made me a mixtape with like all their fucking, and I'm air quoting here, biggest hits. Because mm-hmm. I mean, all of those songs I fucking love on that tape, except for Revolution 9. I like it now, but mostly just because like I only listen to it when I'm on fucking hallucinogens.
Right.
I feel like it's the only way you can enjoy it. So no, yeah, it definitely took me being an adult, just not like now an adult, like my early adult years.
Right.
When I was like 12 to 18, no. Who the fuck wants to hear number 9, number 9, and a bunch of fucking random, like fucking mashed up audio, number 9. And mind you, it was like 9 minutes long of this right. shit. And then at the very end, here's Yoko Ono, and they all become naked. I still to this day have no idea what it means, but let me take some mushrooms or some acid and I will enjoy that shit. Thoroughly.
You will know what it means.
Yeah.
But you will forget. Okay, what else?
Number 4. I really should put some thought into this because you did give me fair warning. Number 4. Oof. I have to think of all the songs I don't like and wonder if I still actually like one of them low key.
I have a ton of them that I disliked when I was younger than I like now.
I think I might only have 3. No. I get knocked down, but I get up again. I still 50% hate that song.
Oh. Dude, that's
and the only reason I 50% appreciate, I'm not going to say like, appreciate this song, is because now, as an adult who's spent amount of time drinking,
yep,
I like to annoy people who are more drunk than me with, you take a whiskey drink, you take a vodka drink, you take a vodka drink, you take a whiskey drink, you take a drink, a drink, a drink, a drink, a drink, a drink, you take a drink, a drink, a drink, a drink, a drink, a drink. Number 5. Lately by Jodeci.
Okay.
But that was until I heard Lately by Stevie Wonder.
Okay.
And that was like maybe when I was about like 2021. I probably heard Lately by Stevie Wonder as a younger child, right. But I wouldn't have remembered it because it's such an old album. So the Lately I remember is Jodeci's Lately.
Right.
And there's just too much ad-libbing. Whoa. Yeah. I like to hear the words in your voice. And not just all that fancy shit at the same time. I do appreciate right. the fancy shit when it's like called for.
Right.
But Jodeci is like notorious.
Right. Like they Maddie's funeral. They kind
of started like the whole trend throughout all of the American R&B and all of like worldwide R&B. Like if you listen to some like Japanese shit that I got from like the early 2000s, they're on that Jodeci bullshit.
Fucking... That's who inspired those singers at Maddie's funeral.
Yep. So,
okay.
I like the song Lately. I appreciate what Jodeci tried to do, and it's still a very good song. I appreciate it because musically it's great.
Yeah.
Lyrically, they're focused more on what they can do and not like the actual song. Where Stevie Wonder killed that shit.
Right.
Fucking killed it, man.
Okay.
That's all 5. All
right, I got you. Here's mine. The song that we started, the Spin Doctors, that fucking Two Princesses song, Yep, I hated that song.
I think it's a fun song.
When I was a kid, I hated it. I was like, this song sucks. I fucking hate this shit. Like, because like I said, I was like fucking like Nirvana, Snoop Dogg, Warren G, NWA, like hard shit, Metallica.
Well, I see, I had to get forced into like all the R&B rap shit, right? Because it's like I'm black, all my family's black.
Right.
I'm gonna be stuck listening to black music whether I like it or not, right?
Right.
And I'm not saying that I dislike R&B or hip hop because I appreciate it for what it's worth, and I do have a fond preference to both of those genres depending on the artist, right?
Right. Right.
But I've always wanted to listen to different things. Right. Always. Like, to the point where, like, my dad's once kicked in my room. Like, the fuck you listening to? Like, he kicks in my door, Warrants playing. So, I get where you're coming from wholeheartedly, because that was me, except for I was trying to, like, not break away from the R&B hip-hop, but, like, try to find new things.
Right. But Spin Doctors is definitely not R&B. By the way,
you know, no, it's not. But you know, the reason why I like the Spin Doctors one, that song specifically, is because they inserted it into so many movie trailers.
Yeah, that's that, why
like,
I grew
I'm brainwashed
on
to like.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like now, it grew on me. Hootie, Let Her Cry, hated that song when I was a kid.
What?
I'm like, it's a ballad about somebody else's fucking problems, and like, why do they have to be yours? You know what
Hootie
I mean?
And the Blowfish was the only alternative band that I could actually relate to, and it was only because of Darius Rucker.
Yep.
Because he's the only nigga on these streets at the time doing rock music.
Right. Yep.
And when I found out about them like in like the early 90s or mid 90s, I was like, dude, this is my shit. Better cry.
I hated that. I liked Hootie. I just hated that song because I'm like, fuck that bitch. It's like, who cares? But now that I'm older, it's like, okay, I can appreciate it. And plus, I can appreciate Hootie a lot more.
I do have some salt about him going to country music.
Yeah.
But I respect him for it because he knows where the money's at.
Well, not only that, but it's
and he
a
knows
tough
where his voice is at too.
It's a tough market to break into black.
Yeah, oh yeah, dude, if he fucking broke right in, it was him and Cowboy Keith, that was it.
Yep.
Yeah. I think it's still it. Except for they counted Lil Nas X for a little while until they had that Billboard debate. Remember that?
Yep. All right. Number three for me would be the Counting Crows. Mr. Jones and Me. I used to hate that song when I was a kid. I it was just the way he looked. It wasn't even necessarily
the video.
It wasn't necessarily the song, but it was just the way he looked made me not want to listen to that song because the image of him dancing with his brown leather jacket with the fucking tassels and shit with his fucking weird hair and like I couldn't.
I like that song just because the chorus is so fun to sing.
Yep.
Mr. Jones and Me.
Tell each other fairy tales. Deep Blue Something, Breakfast at Tiffany's, hated that song when I was a kid.
Really?
Yep. Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Actually, I don't know why I was in denial about you saying that, because I still don't like that song.
Yeah.
I said, what about Breakfast at Tiffany's?
Yep.
Say hi, baby bop. Swear that I got... I don't even know what the fuck they're saying.
He's like,
it sounds like English to people who don't speak English.
He said something about Breakfast at Tiffany's. He said, I think I remember the film. As I recall, we both kind of liked it. And he's like, well, that's one thing we got. I don't know why that's in my head. Like, I have them lyrics.
Do you think he's talking about a sex tape?
No, he's talking about their failed relationship. And the only thing that they have in common is
Breakfast at Tiffany's, the movie.
Yes. Len. That Steal My Sunshine song. When you steal my sunshine.
Oh, fuck that song.
I hated it when
you
I was
like it?
I enjoy it now for some fucking reason. And I think it's because
you know why?
Moment.
It's because of movie theaters.
Yep.
Yep.
You know what songs I hated when I was younger?
Or movie trailers, I should say.
What movies are songs I hated when I was younger and I hate still? Chumbawamba. I hate that fucking song.
I appreciate it. I still don't like it wholeheartedly.
Truly, Madly, Deeply by Savage Garden. Truly, madly, deeply do. Ooh.
I don't think I've heard that one.
I wanna
play with you in the sea.
Yep.
I swear to God, I thought that was like NSYNC or somebody.
No, that's fucking.
Wow. That's how whack that song is.
Creed. Butterfly song. Remember that Crazy Town? Butterfly, baby. Come, my baby.
Come, my lady. Yep. You're my butterfly. Sugar, baby.
Yep, I hated that song.
I hated that song when it came out. And I hated it even more when our best friend bought that fucking CD.
Yeah. I hate that fucking song.
Fuck that song. He ruined a person that I can't hang out with anymore.
Eve 6, Inside Out. Yeah, hate that fucking song. Still hate that song.
Oh, can we talk about a song real quick?
Yeah.
Once there was this girl.
I love the Crash Test Dummies.
Couldn't get changed in a Everybody hates that song. I fucking love it. It's the saddest, most funniest shit ever. She couldn't quite explain it. She said it was there before. And then Weird Al sort of that.
Yeah. That's a good one. Yes.
Well, we should call it.
Yep, I'm down. What about you, Antonio Suarez? Suavuerez? What was your name? Suavez. Antonio Suavez. Suavuerez.
Benicio!
Yes.
Yes, Benicio.
I am Benicio del Horro.
Del Horro. I thought it was Del Horro.
Del Horris.
Del Horris.
I am from Spania, from Japan.
Spania from Japan. All right, you guys. That was cool. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Sprout.
Peace.
Deuces.